Iran, as you may know, is one of the world's most censored countries, and that goes not just for news media and the internet, but for books, too. Many Iranians recall book burnings of forbidden writing in Tehran over the years. But a Persian bookstore in Los Angeles is fighting back. Valerie Hamilton has our story.
Poets are a big deal in Iran, and Farrukh Farrukhzad was one of the biggest. In the 1960s, she was practically a rock star, known by her first name, like Madonna. Here's a record she cut reading her poetry.
Oh, sahm man in ast, sahm man in ast, sahm man.
When she was killed in a car crash in 1967, thousands of fans thronged her funeral. But after the Islamic Revolution came to power in 1979, Farrukh's books vanished. First banned, then censored by the government. Thousands of miles from Tehran in his bookstore in Los Angeles, Bijan Halili is trying to explain the logic of censorship to me with a racy line from one of Farrukh's poems.
Life is perhaps lighting a cigarette in the languid moment between two love makings. That's enough to be banned.
Banned books are a specialty of Halili's. His store has a whole section for them, books on religion, histories of modern Iran. Here in the U.S., they're just books, but in Iran, they're contraband.
First of all, let me explain to American listeners that countries like Iranian that is under a dictatorship, you have to go and get the permission to publish.
Let's say you have a novel, the story of a kid wizard named Harry. Before the publisher rolls the presses, Iran's Ministry of Culture and Islamic Guidance gets to weigh in with changes, cuts, or an outright ban.
For example, is somehow they think that is against Islam, then you cannot publish that book.
What qualifies as against Islam can be pretty broad. It includes criticizing the government, acknowledging the Holocaust, mentioning wine, even in a cookbook.
They had to change it to something else, like vinegar.
Sex, dancing, dictators meeting an untimely end. If these are major plot points, you'd better start rewriting. And yes, Iran censored Harry Potter.
This is the Ministry of Guidance. 1984. Orwell, yeah.
Orwell's 1984 is a book he knows well. Halili was a grad student in Iran at the time of the revolution, and he voted against the Islamic regime and landed in jail. When he fled the country, he stuffed a copy of 1984 into his suitcase, along with books by Dostoevsky, Victor Hugo, and the Persian poet Hafez.
I had nothing else to bring. I left everything behind.
That suitcase full of books made up the first shelf at Kitab, the first Persian bookstore in the United States. Today, the store's bigger, on a busy street in West L.A., home to a large Iranian exile community. But it still has that old-time feeling. Tall stacks of books on spirituality, sociology, politics, history. And between them, people reading whatever they want. It's quiet and quaint. And for Iranians raised with censorship, it's amazing.
This is totally just blow your mind because you do not expect such a thing to be here. You can find the most illegal books in the bookshelves here.
I meet Ali while he browses the business section. He recently moved here from Iran and asked me to use only his first name. He fears retaliation against his family back home. The crazy thing is, we're only talking about books. I ask him why they're so controversial.
So if you have more knowledge, the knowledge is the power.
Knowledge and power, two things Iran's censors try to control. But Iranian readers can find ways around the limits with the help of exiles like Halili. Because Kitab isn't just a bookstore. It's also one of several Persian publishers outside Iran helping banned writers get their books out. Some of their books get smuggled into Iran, then shared or pirated for the black market. The internet helps, too. Iranians who can crack the government firewall can access uncensored e-books by Kitab and other publishers.
I'm proud that I helped some Iranian to be knowledgeable about whatever happened or whatever is close to truth.
Because the truth, he believes, could set Iran free.
If we being successful to break that ban and that censorship, I believe the Islamic regime era will be ended very soon.
Is that a goal of yours?
I hope so. Yes, of course.
Breaking censorship for good still feels a long way off. But Kitab books have reached at least one unexpected bookworm, Iran's government. Kitab books on taboo topics like gender equality and political prisoners have somehow, mysteriously, made it from Los Angeles to the collection of Iran's National Library. And who knows, maybe someone is reading them. For The World, Valerie Hamilton, Los Angeles.